Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Thursday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy, man. So much to get into. The last time I had this very talented brother on the show, he had just released a fantastic, yes, I did say, fantastic collaboration with the legendary Bob James, The New Cool. And as we transcend to his second solo project, Reverence, Lord have mercy. Musician extraordinaire, the one and only Mr. Nathan East is joining us. So without further ado, let's go to the lines. Brother Nathan, how are you doing?
Good morning. I don't know if I can live up to that incredible introduction. But God bless you. God for the morning. Beautiful day.
Yes, it is. Yes, man, thank you so much for joining us again. You know what? When I was first informed that you released a solo project, I became so enamored with The New Cool, man. I said, wait a minute, let's see what's going on. And you outdid yourself.
It's so much
fun. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. No, I'm having the time of my life too.
Well, I can tell. I can definitely tell. One of the things that I love about the new album, man, I mean, some of the greatest musicians in the industry, artists, I mean, that you have an opportunity to collaborate on this new project is incredible. I mean, from Yolanda Adams to Ruben Studdard to Philip Bailey, the list goes on and on. I mean, if you sit down and say, I just want this person, that person, and this person to work on this particular song.
Well, you know, I'm very blessed that every one of those people that you named, it, not only are they some of the greatest artists ever, but they're my friends. So this is, you know, this is incredible to be able to pick up the phone and say, hey, what are you doing? Can you come down to the studio? And we had a great time.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I got from you last time is that you really thrive on doing things when it becomes naturally organic for you.
Right.
What was the process for you working in the studio? Because a lot of people from the outside looking in don't really truly understand. There's a different makeup when you're working collectively as a group and when you're doing something as a solo artist. What is that vibe like? Can you kind of take us in a little bit more on what it was like?
Well, you know, I like old school of just getting into the studio with a group of musicians and just, you know, starting from there, you know. So nowadays, you know, everybody has their computers or studios at home in their bedroom, but nothing's better than being in a room full of great musicians and ideas just flying around. And so that's the approach that we took, and it keeps it organic, keeps it fresh, keeps it real. And so what you hear is that energy of everybody being in the room at the same time.
Absolutely. Well, it definitely resonates through the entire album. I guess for me, as you say, being quote unquote old school, because we're both 21.
You know.
Yeah, we're both 21. And, you know, I've always been a stickler for live musicianship. For you, you have practiced and honed your craft for years. Does it somewhat become somewhat bothersome that you may see a few talented artists out there, but they really don't take the craft as seriously as they should be to work on their skills?
Well, you know, everybody, has a different approach, obviously. And what I like to see is those folks that keep the standards high, and those are the people that you notice are out there working pretty hard, you know. And
right.
It's not, there's no really free lunch, you know. It doesn't come in without putting in the hard work. And so the thing that I like to do is just, okay, roll my sleeves up and get in there and get her done.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I've always said it a lot. No, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
You know, I was going to say, nobody said it was going to be easy, but the results speak for themselves, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've taken a lot of flack on some of the comments that I've made about, as far as here in the States, we've become somewhat jaded and spoiled with music. And I've always felt that outside of the United States, they have a greater appreciation for music. To be more specific, jazz, as far as I find that kind of apropos with the album title, Reverence. And I wanted to ask you for your input on that, because you had an opportunity to travel around this world a million times over. Can you give us a vibe on what it's like, as far as what's the difference between the listening audience outside the United States and what takes place here in the States?
Well, I must say that, you know, the States, we're so blessed. There's just, you don't have to go far to have entertainment at your fingertips or at your door. And so there's so much to choose from. And I think a little bit of that, you know, is just because there's, you know, so many people, so many talented folks in this country. And then plus you get to, you know, go to, there's a lot of concerts that are happening all the time. So it's kind of like when there's so much food around, you're not as hungry maybe as when there's not, you know. And I find that when I go to some of these other countries, they don't have that kind of cultural diversity where, you know, there's just so much available to them. So when we go through Japan, places like and Europe and South America, they really, really appreciate it, and they show their appreciation. They turn up, and so it's a lot of fun to see, you know.
You know, one of the things, for me being originally from Los Angeles and growing up in there in the era where you had places like Concerts by the Sea, would no longer exist anymore, where you could really get engulfed with great music. And a lot of those kind of, you know, as far as establishments no longer exist in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, in the States in general. And now when you sit up here and you go outside the United States, you still have states that still have, as far as record stores, they have that intimate, up close, personal interaction with an artist. And I wanted your vibe as far as, what does it mean to you as far as when you get an opportunity to travel? Where are some of the places that you've gotten a lot of inspiration from as far as when you start working on a project, a wonderful new album like Reverence?
Well, I must say Japan is one of my favorites. You know, in Tokyo alone, there are 100 Tower Records stores still there standing. So that in and of itself is amazing. You know, I go in there and you see 6-8 floors with records and CDs, and you know, I kiss the ground when I go in there, because I just feel like this Tower Records was part of, you know, my childhood upbringing.
Absolutely.
It really is refreshing to see, and they get it. You know, I'll be walking down the streets and somebody will come up with like a stack of CDs, you know, dozens that I've worked on, and say, oh, can you sign these? You know, so they have some serious fans in Japan and, you know, all over. But I feel our fans in Asia are some of the most serious fans we have.
Absolutely. I mean, every artist that I've had the pleasure of conversing with, they said the same thing. They said, you know what, they really, truly appreciate the music. Or I'll go back to the analogy that you used about the food. When you have so much to choose from, you're never hungry. But when you go outside and you have, wow, I get an opportunity where I can have A, B, and C, they have a greater appreciation for the kind of food that's going to nurture them. And that's the vibe that I get with with the music scene. I used to tease Bobby Caldwell all the time. I said, you know what, man, they love you so much. I'm surprised you're going to ever come back, because people go to Japan and they get treated so well and they don't want to come back.
Right. I mean, it's always a joy to come back home, you know, and, you know, don't get me wrong, but it is kind of a novelty for them. It's like, you know, and they'll buy import records. So their level of support is very high.
One of the things I didn't get an opportunity to ask you the last time on the show is that you've had an opportunity to work with, besides being a fantastic musician yourself, you had an opportunity to work with so many wonderful musicians. But I always harken back to the days with Barry White. And I want to talk to you a little bit. What was that experience working with Barry, and also the time that you did spend with him? How did he leave an indelible imprint on your career as far as where you are now as far as a musician?
Well, you know, Barry was like, I always call it Barry White University. We all went to BWU. And there are a lot of us that went through that campus. You know, Ray Parker Jr., Lee Ritenour,
right.
Many of the successful musicians used to sit in those sessions, and Barry had a unique way of going up to each musician and giving you a very hooky part, and then you just play that part, and then by the time he finished giving everybody his part, you heard this smash hit going on, you know, and so it was almost like an education in pop culture and how to come up with parts and invent and create parts. And to this day, I'll be forever grateful. And I use a lot of what I learned from Barry.
Well, man, I said, you know, I said, I'm dating myself a little bit, because I, like I said, I'm 21. So I remember, man, it was a beautiful experience. That's why I'm so in love and become so enamored with your music, and also with Foreplay in general, man. I've seen you guys perform live several times, and just the freedom, the level of just the freedom that you have on stage, that you're able just to stretch out in improvisation. Can you speak on that, the theory of improvisation? Because it's one thing to go in the studio and create something, but it's another to get out on stage and take it to the next level.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing that makes it all the way live. And anything goes. And the beautiful thing about jazz and improvisation is you're actually recreating. Like, we'll play a song that we recorded in the studio, but we recreate that song. And I love the adventure of not knowing what's going to happen from night to night, and hitting the stage in whatever mood or spirit that hits you, it gets created there on the spot. And to play with musicians like Bob James and Harvey Mason and Chuck Loeb and those guys in Foreplay every night is, again, a joy and a dream, a privilege.
Well, speaking of a dream and a privilege, Lover's Holiday, man, or as I like to call it, Lover's Holiday, but Love's Holiday, man, having an opportunity. I used to simply call in the voice, Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind & Fire. Man, I'm going to tell you something. I've listened to that particular cut I don't know how many times, and both of you just really put your foot in it. I mean, on a whole nother level. What was that like, just
Thank
collaborating
you.
on a classic Earth, Wind & Fire song?
Well, as we all know, this song was an anthem in the neighborhood, you know.
Yes, it was.
Still an anthem, you know. And you know, I used to sing it in one of my bands that I used to play in the clubs. Of course, Maurice White, you know, he's like a mentor to all of us. And when he passed away, I started thinking, you know, what message can I send as a tribute to my brother, you know? And that was the first tune that came to my mind, you know, because that was Maurice White, you know.
Well, as I said, man, you guys did a beautiful job. So, without further
Thank
ado,
you.
let's get it Let's get into it. Of course, the new album, a 12-track kaleidoscope of beautiful music from the legendary Mr. Nathan East, the Reverence album, Yes, Lord, with Love's Holiday, featuring the legendary Philip Bailey, here in the zone of LODO Radio.
Yeah.
Tennessee. Love's Holiday. From the legendary Nathan East, featuring, of course, the voice of Earth, Wind, and Fire, Philip Bailey, on the new album, Reverence, available everywhere. Hey, make sure you go purchase it. You know what, Nathan, right now we're in so much upheaval as far as the different things that we are experiencing in today's society, and music has always been the common bond as far as a form of escapism, to lose ourselves and try to get away from the daily hustle and bustle of life. And I wanted to ask you, man, you have such a lovely, caring, beautiful, captivating wife, man, and she's been there supporting you from day one. Can you tell us how much has she played as an inspiration in your life where it transcends through your music?
Oh, listen, I mean, it's all about love.
Absolutely.
And like Philip just said, and she and I go back. I mean, I know we're 21, but we go back. We go back twice that far. And she has been the pillar. My wife, Anita, has been the pillar of my life. Even before we married, you know, we met at UCSD. And I remember the first day I saw her on campus. But the beautiful thing about it is just her beauty goes deep. You know, it's inside and out. And even this morning when I woke up, I just, you know, said a prayer of thanks to have her in my life, and somebody that through all of this that's going on, and everything that, like you just mentioned, that about daily life, when you have somebody to go through it with, it makes it that much easier. You know, it's a blessing to be connected with my soulmate.
The food tastes a lot better. The drink is a lot sweeter.
Absolutely.
Yes, Lord.
You have somebody to share it with. You know.
Yes, Lord.
So for that, I will be forever grateful.
What is it like? Because I know a lot of times you spend an inordinate amount of time on the road, traveling, man. Man, how do you still manage to keep that connection with your wife, man? Because business is business.
Oh yeah, well, she has been very understanding, and plus she's a fan of the music, and whenever possible, she'll go with me. So, you know, we've had some really fun times on the road together, which helps. And then, you know, with FaceTime and all those good things that we have available to us now, it's not like we're not in constant.
I'm going to piggyback on something you just said as far as FaceTime is concerned. Isn't it amazing where we're at now? Here we are, 2017. I remember where being a musician, when you wanted to promote your music, you would have to go city to city, you know, to different radio stations to promote your music. And now you can be in the confines of your own home or your own studio and promote your music worldwide. Have you gotten used to it, man? We're in a whole new world right now.
Oh, no, it's a complete, I mean, you used to have to take an ad out in the calendar.
Right.
You know? But I love where we are, because it's just, it's brought us a lot closer to each other. And you know, it's fantastic, you know, when you can put a post up and get messages from all over the world, you know, instantly. It's just, it's an exciting time.
Right. Absolutely. You've been doing this for a long time. And the feedback that I've been getting about this new album, Reverence, has been incredible. I mean,
really?
I've been able to kind of, taking it all in, man. I mean, from Twitter to Facebook, you name it. I mean, they have talked about this album and as far as the wonderful job that you've done. I mean, how do you kind of, you've always been a very laid back, but also a very charismatic kind of brother. I mean, how are you able to maintain that level of new cool, so to speak, and just kind of take it all in, man?
Well, you know what? You just do your best and leave the rest, you know, and it's always fun just to see when you put your hard efforts in, and it's always fun to see what happens after you finish doing that, you know?
Absolutely. And,
I'm amazed. I'm amazed that you never know what resonates with people. But in this very time, you know, I thought reverence is a word that we should be focusing on.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's imperative because, and for the people that listen, if you don't know the definition, please, that's what the Webster Dictionary is for. Go look it up.
And exactly.
It's very self-explanatory, man. The reverence for great music, not mediocre, not so-so, but for great music. Man, the track that you did with Ruben Studdard, my goodness, how did that collaboration come to be?
Oh, yeah. Well, this song was sent to me by Howard McCrary, who wrote it. And he actually sent it to me to play on it. And when I heard it, it was so much fun. And I loved the song so much. I asked him if I could record it. And he let me use the track for my album. And then it was we had worked with Ruben. You know, Ruben sang on Foreplay album and he's a dear friend. And so he was a perfect choice for this. You know, he kind of has that young Al Jarreau spirit. And he did a fantastic job.
Hey, that's a huge compliment when you mention the Prince of Soul. You mentioned Al.
You know. Yeah, those are some big shoes right there.
That's some huge shoes. That's some huge shoes, man. You know what, as I've always said, great music never plays out, man. And again, you've done a fantastic job on this album. The only thing that I'm disappointed in, man, it took too long to make a second one. But you know, that's all right. Great things come.
Well, you know, absolutely. That's what my mom used to say.
All right. Remember, family, the new album, Reverence, is available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and be sure to get all the latest updates. Stop by Nathan's official website. That's at NathanEast.com, and you can also catch up with him on Twitter. But while I got you here comfy and cozy, let's get back into some more music, some fantabulous music from, of course, the legendary Nathan East, new album, Reverence. Featuring my man, Ruben Studdard, the second Teddy Bear, because there's only one. That's me. I'm sitting here in the studio. Why not? Yes, Lord. Why not this Sunday here in the zone of LOTO Radio? Lord.
Look at you. Tell me, how much can you take? anxious. You're wondering what your friends will say.
White. He played so beautifully, wouldn't you agree? Lord have mercy. Nathan East featuring Reuben Studdard, Why Not This Sunday, from the fantastic new album from the legendary Nathan East, Reverence. Again, family, it is available as we speak. So let your first move be your best move. Be like GE, the teddy bear is here to bring good music to life. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, concert coming up, tours and promotions, please stop by Nathan's official website. That's at www.nathaneast.com. You can also catch up with him on Twitter and also on Facebook. Brother Nathan, it is always an honor for me to have you on the show. You know this is your home, man. I can't wait until you come down here to Houston, man. You know you come down here. I got to go see you perform, and hopefully soon you come down here to the studio, man. We love you to death, and I have nothing but the utmost love and respect in what you do, man.
Listen, God bless you. It's not every day you get to talk to a real teddy bear, so I feel honored. And I wanted to thank you guys for your support and the reverence that you paid to music, you know, and that you support us, you know, so we we really appreciate it, and it's something that's, you know, like I say, music is a gift from God, and what, you know, what we do with it is our gift to God.
There you go. Like the Pharaoh once said, my brother, so it is written, so it shall be done. Yes, Lord.
Testify one time.
There you go.
I'm going to church today. Shoot.
Yes, Lord. Remember, family, the fantastic new album, 12 songs, a kaleidoscope of beautifully written and played music. Lord have mercy. Reverence by the legendary Nathan East, man. Much continued success. Be safe out there on your travels, man. And I look forward to you sooner than later coming down here to Texas, man. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Teddy. And say hi to my girl, Yolanda Adams, if you run into her.
I will.
I know she's
man, I will definitely so, man. Yes, Lord. We go way back.
And while we're at it, we're going to say happy birthday to Anita Baker today.
Yes.
So,
I can't believe she's no longer doing music, man. She's no longer doing music. That hurt me. That hurt me real bad. She said, I'm done. She said, I'm done. I'm not doing any more music.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
No longer.
No, no. Nobody finishes. She'll be back. Trust me.
That reminds, you know what? Before you go, that reminds me of something Jim Morrison said years ago. He said, nobody gets out of here alive, man. So, hey, I
no.
hope. You know.
Exactly.
Man.
Well, listen, one love to our beautiful family out there. And I thank you guys. And we just, you know, I appreciate you letting everybody know that we got a little more reverence in the world right now.
Yes, Lord. Absolutely. Yes, Lord. Much continued success, Brother Nathan. Okay.
Then you. Thanks so much.
All right, man. God bless. The legendary Nathan East, Lord have mercy, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Reverence. We want our music shaken, but never stirred. Quality over quantity. It's a beautiful thing. My cup runneth over with extra honey. Very decadent, always sweet. Finger looking good, shall I say. And while I got you here with some more soothing music on a very therapeutic Thursday afternoon, let's get into some more Nathan East. Fantastic new album, Reverence, Feels Like Home, featuring the captivating Yolanda Adams, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord help me.
Something in your eyes makes me want to lose myself. Makes me want to lose myself in your arms. There's something in your voice makes my heart beat fast. Hope this feeling lasts the rest of my life. If you knew been
Nothing like some smooth jazz on a very therapeutic Thursday afternoon here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you to my man, the legendary Nathan East. Remember, family, be sure to purchase his new album, Reverence, Lord Have Mercy, available everywhere, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But you know, like the teddy bear, if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get the latest updates, concert information, tour information, be sure to stop by Nathan's official website. That's at www.nathaneast.com. Also, make sure you show support. Just follow him on Twitter. He's on Twitter, too. Yeah, we're in the Twitter universe. Take care of him on Twitter. That's at Nathan East. It's at twitter.com/Nathan East. And also the same handle for Instagram and also for Facebook. But as we transcend and get to the smoother side of R&B, what an extra touch of sexiness. Lord have mercy. The Princess will be joining us tomorrow afternoon. The one and only, yeah, Demetria McKinney. Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord. New hit single, Easy. Yes. Tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, and for those on the West Coast, 11 a.m. You know you'll be up, man. So make sure you tune in and tune out all the negativity. Ask, and ye shall receive. And to get all the latest updates, stop by the official website. Yeah, that's what we're here to do. Mi Casa, Su Casa, Chocolate Soul, Teddy Bear, Rated Extraordinaire, official website at www.lotl, The Comfort Zone. Yes, Lord. See, I just kind of silky smooths off the tip of my tongue. Lord have mercy. And while you're there, even when the teddy bear is not on there, we're going to give you 24-hour, nonstop, live, yes, I did say live, not Memorex, live streaming music, 365 days a year, also counting leap year. Lord have mercy. You can also catch it with us on Twitter. I said Twitter, LOTO Radio, on Instagram, LOTL, The Comfort Zone, and on Facebook. Yeah, real Facebooking. That's at facebook.com/LOTL, The Comfort Zone. Lord, it sounds so delicious, delightful, and delectable, just like the honey on the tip of my tongue. It's a beautiful day. Well, it's about that time. Don't need to fear. Mr. Ray the Extraordinaire is always near. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon to bless the mic with more naturally organic, soothing music. As I've said before, we want R&B shaken but never stirred. Lord have mercy. And we're going to close it out. Yeah, what am I feeling? What am I vibing with right now? It's interesting. My PG, my program director, is looking at me and said, what you going to do, teddy bear? Yeah, well, I got some stuff for you. You know what? How about we close it with some blue? Yeah, some blue Cantrell. Yeah, let's do some blue Cantrell. Definitely feeling another captivating artist. Waiting for some new music, my love. Make sure you make it back real soon. We love you and we miss you. With Sleep in the Middle. And as in always, love one another. Take care of one another until tomorrow afternoon. As in always, keep it soulful here in the zone. Lord have mercy.
King size bed.